Now, the President of the United States has been banned from using Facebook or Instagram for the remainder of his time in office. Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg said in a statement that he thought he was trying to frustrate the peaceful transfer of power and believed that the risks of allowing the President to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great. Quite a thing. Is this a repression of free speech or a long overdue ban and one that says social media platforms are dangerous, irresponsible weapons of social destruction? Well, I've been speaking to Jim Steyer, founder and chief executive office of Common Sense Media. He's also a lawyer and professor at Stanford University. He wrote Which Side of History? How Technology is Reshaping Democracy and Our Lives. And also to Mike Clauser, who works for the Access Partnership, which is a lobbying firm for the tech industry, but he was speaking in a personal capacity. I first asked Jim Steyer whether social media platforms, or to what extent social media platforms, were responsible for the riots we saw.
Social media platforms, particularly Facebook and Instagram, have been incredibly responsible for the spread of hate, racism, incitement to violence, and most of all, the lies and misinformation of Donald Trump over the past few years that culminated in yesterday's disaster at the U.S. Capitol. So I think they're very responsible.
Mike Clauser, where do you stand on that? Because, you know, is free speech more important than that? I'm just wondering whether any offence has been committed here.
I think the people to blame for the incitement of violence are those who incited the violence, and the people to blame for the storming of the Capitol are those who stormed the Capitol. I think the internet has been a wonderful tool, worldwide innovation. And I think we should commend the platforms for deplatforming the President of the United States of America.
Pretty late in the day, no?
No. Reasonable people can disagree about that, when they should have. When the judgment became that he was using the platform to directly incite violence, that was the right call, an emergency situation. And I think that they have developed emergency protocols for that, show a lot of growth in their scale over the last years.
All right. What about that, Jim Steyer? What offense has been committed here?
The platforms, Facebook and Instagram in particular, but the other major social media platforms, have repeatedly amplified and spread messages of hate, dishonesty, disinformation for years. They've profited at it at the extraordinary levels. The reason the Stop Hate for Profit Coalition has the Anti-Defamation League, the NAACP, the Color of Change, and all got over 1,000 American corporations to boycott Facebook for over a month and to pull all of their advertising from Facebook and Instagram of the most mainstream American corporations is because these guys have been complicit in this activity for years. But as a First Amendment law professor, this is not a free speech issue. This is a corporate responsibility issue, which is why yesterday you saw a number of the major business groups, conservative business groups, came out and called on the platforms, and the platforms, yes, yesterday finally stepped forward. Twitter's been doing it actually for the past few months, much more actively. But this is far too little, far too late, and the harm is extraordinary.
Mike?
Jim, you and I agree far more than you might imagine. Facebook, Twitter were completely within their rights to deplatform the president. They can do what they want, when they want, with their private tool, publicly traded, but they're private sector corporations. So no, I don't disagree that this is not a free speech issue. This is a corporate responsibility issue. I think.
And Mike, how should that corporate responsibility be policed? How should it be enforced? What sanctions should be available? If some of this stuff had been in the New York Times or the Washington Post, the rules would have been different. Is it time to rethink what role, how we define social media platforms, not as platforms, but as publishers?
Do we expect corporations to police truth, define truth? Who gets to say what that is? I don't think they should. I think that they should, as they do. I just don't think the system is that broken. They define their rules, their community rules. You opt into those. You violate them. You get deplatformed. You get demonetized. You get kicked out. You get muted. And that's what happened.
Let me just ask you one final question, Jim and Mike. If corporate America agrees with you,
right,
they will vote with their dollars and withdraw funding. And that will force a change of behavior, will it not?
We're going to ask the advertisers tomorrow, the coalition, to boycott not just Facebook, but any of the platforms that don't basically deal with the Trump issue and his misinformation and lies and incitement to violence.
Okay.
And I think you're going to see a renewed interest in the corporate sector. I think that's good, by the way, because I agree that if you hit them in the pocketbook, That's the most significant. But I also think we're going to regulate them starting next year.
Jim's right, regulation's coming, and it's probably due. And in the American context, what that should look like is going to be a multidisciplinary agency, a joint task force, if you will, that combines privacy issues, counter-extremism online, anti-child pornography. But what it should not include, and where Jim's wrong, is it shouldn't police speech, and it shouldn't police what is truth. Full stop. Not the American way.
That was Mike Clowes, who works for Access Partnership, a lobbying firm for the tech industry, although he was speaking in a personal capacity. And before that, he was in conversation with Jim Steyer, a Stanford University law professor. Which Side of History and How Technology is Reshaping Democracy in Our Lives was the book he wrote.